Micah chapter 3. I said, please listen, you heads of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel. Isn't it for you to know justice? You who hate the good and love the evil, who tear off their skin and their flesh from off their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them and break their bones and chop them in pieces for the pot and as flesh within the cauldron. Well, is that really what the leaders of Jacob or Israel were doing? Maybe not literally, but God sees the implication of our actions and our attitudes, that if that is your attitude to people, well, he counts it as if you've done that to them. And he says, you hate the good, you love evil. Well, they would never say that. They would never say, oh, we love sin, we love wickedness. But in reality, that was their attitude. Then they will cry to Yahweh, but he will not answer them. Yes, he will hide his face from them at that time, because they made their deeds evil. This is the tragic thing, that people will want to be in God's kingdom too late. You think of the Lord's parable about the five wise and five foolish girls. The foolish girls didn't bring spare oil with them, so their lamps went out, they went off to buy, and they came back and banged on the door and said, Lord, open to us. And he said, I don't know you. Too late. Point is, they wanted desperately to be in God's kingdom. It's like when Israel were thrown out and not allowed to enter Canaan. They said, oh, yeah, we want to go back to Egypt. And then when they actually saw the land and that they were not going to enter it, they said, oh, no, we want to go in now. No, you're going to be 40 years in the wilderness. So in all these cases, you see that in the day of judgment, when man finally meets with God, nobody is passive. Nobody is shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, I don't care, or the outcome or whatever. No. Then in that day, we will want only and only to be in God's kingdom. And that is the spirit we must have now, that all I want is the things of Jesus and the things of his kingdom. They will cry to Yahweh, he says, in that day, but it will be too late. Thus says Yahweh, concerning the prophets who lead my people astray, for those who proclaim peace, to those who feed them, and whoever doesn't provide for their mouths, they prepare war against him. Therefore night is over you with no vision, and it is dark to you, that you may not divine. And the sun will go down on the prophets, and the day will be black over them. The seers will be disappointed, that's like the prophets, and the diviners confounded. Yes, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer from God. So then God is saying, you don't want to hear my true word, so I won't give it to you. You won't have any more prophets. And that is sadly what really happened, that they didn't want to hear God's word, and so he didn't speak it to them anymore. So I think it's true to say that our attitude to God is reflected in our attitude to his word. If we really don't care about the Bible, if we don't care what God is saying, well, we don't really care for him. And so if they didn't want to listen to God's true word, well, they didn't want God in their life. And so God says, okay, so I won't speak to you, and there won't be an answer from me. But as for me, and I assume this is Micah speaking, I am full of power by the Spirit of Yahweh and of judgment and of might to declare to Jacob his disobedience and to Israel his sin. Please listen to this, you heads of the house of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, who hate justice and pervert all right judgment. So he's saying, look, I am still speaking to you on God's behalf. Please, please, please repent, even at this late stage. You feel the urgency in these prophets. They build up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. Her leaders judge for bribes, and her priests teach for a price, and her prophets tell fortunes for money. Yet they lean on Yahweh and say, isn't Yahweh in the midst of us? No disaster will come upon us. This is the trouble. They didn't stop believing in Yahweh. They didn't become atheists. They claimed that God is, of course, in our midst, and we love him, and he is with us, and we will never be judged. He's on our side, when actually they were living in an awful way. This is always our tendency and our temptation, to claim to believe in God, and yet actually just do our own thing. Therefore, Zion for your sake, that's the Temple Mount, will be ploughed like a field, and Jerusalem will become heaps of rubble. and the mountain of the temple like the high places of a fast.